Excellent. Well, it's a cold night. Have Hanukkah, so it'd be good to learn a little of Leib Leig. It's a good way to warm up. It's better than 1,000 blankets and hot coffees and everything in the world. It's a piece of Leib Leig. Tire. Bismirus Erwus Hashem Kol Chasidim Emunim Noitza Hashem. On site, page Kuflam at Vav, where it says, Su de Shnia. You have it? Yeah? Good. The label is going to talk to us about Yosef HaTzadik being lost, the missing Tzadik, the missing Tzadik and Chanukah. So Chanukah is all about finding the missing Tzadik. Finding the missing tzaddik in the world, finding the missing tzaddik in ourselves. It's about finding the missing tzaddik. So he begins, as he often does, with a piece of the Zmiris from Shabbos. Erbus Hashem kol chasidav emunim noitzah Hashem, which is from Tehillim. The Dovid Melech is saying that the Chassidei Hashem, the Baruch Shalom's Chassidim, love him. And they see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects and guards them. Emunim Noitzer Hashem. That Hashem watches over those who believe in him and trust in him. And therefore, the pasuk goes on, Chizku V'yameitz Levavchem Kolam Yachalim L'Hashem. All of those who trust in Hashem and who long for Hashem, their hearts should be strengthened. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu bevadei bevadei, in the end there'll be a Yeshua. In the end, the story will have a good ending. It will be good. Hine muvan, Reb Leibel explains. Hine muvan me'elav gadol hatzar v'hacherod shel Yaakov avinu olav v'sholom. It's understood. The unbelievable tsar, the great tsar, the anguish and the charod and the fear, the pachad of Yaakov Avinu, mehamaisa hanemar b'sidrazu, because of what happened in this parasha. La'achash and also bebe'er sheva, after Yaakov Avinu running away, after he escapes from Be'er Sheva, and he's on his way to Charan, and he took from the stones of the place. There's a difference of opinion in Chazal. How many stones were there? So one says there were two. There were three. V'chadamer Yud Beis, the most popular and well-known view. Rashi, of course, brings this down. Is that there were 12 stones for each shevet, v'kulam oilim v'kone echad. But all of these opinions really are saying one thing. Hainu, shebochan ba'atzmai. What Yaakov Avinu was trying to understand, what he needed to know, was im yisachdu hashnei b'chinas. Would he be the one that would be able in his life to unify, to bring together the two ways of his father, Yitzhak, and his grandfather, Avraham. The same thing with the dream of the ladder that took place over there. The bottom of the ladder, rooted in this world, is Avraham Avinu. It's Avraham Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu is the top of the ladder. And the question that Yaakov Avinu must answer is, am I going to be able to somehow unify these two ways of my father Yitzchak, who is a Shemaim Dikker person who didn't look at this world, and the way of my grandfather Avraham Avinu, who was very much a part of the world, Shemaim and Arts. Im yisachdu ashtei b'chinei shel Avraham v'Yitzchak shiyahu ha-meshulash lahamid ha-yud be'ishvatim. Is he going to be the third? which of course the Maharal always explains, that creates that unity between two divergent points that could go on each in its own direction. The third, which makes that into a unit, is Yaakov Avinu going to be the one who is going to be able to establish the 12 Shvatim, the Jewish people? Shiyeh lekiyum olam, that will last forever, that will be forever. Shiyistal shel al yodo sheresh kedushas Yisrael, that somehow through him there'll be hishtalshlus, a continuation till the end of kedushas Yisrael. V'gam hayla kabbalah v'simin, and he also had a kabbalah. He had a kabbalah, as Rashi brings from Chazal. He had a simin. That if chalila ye'oder echad mibanav b'chayv, that if one of his sons disappears, dies during his life, lo yenishlam imay tachlis hamakuvan, then that would mean that the tachlis that he was dreaming about, and the tachlis that he was davening for, and what he saw as the purpose of his life, would not be able to be. Kepirish Rashi's. Rashi brings that down in the pasuk, Vayimoyin l'hisnachem. When the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu could not be consoled, Vayimoyin, he refused to be consoled. And he said, Vayayim ki erid al b'ni evil sh'oila, I'm going to go down to the depths, into the grave with my son. Rashi brings over there, Simen zahayamosu b'yodi mipi agvur, that Yaakov Avinu had this simen from Hashem himself. Im lo yomus echa mibonai b'chayai muftach ani she'enivari gehan. That's what Rashi brings down there. He doesn't bring the whole lashon. That Yaakov Avinu had a kabbalah mipi hagvur, from Hashem himself. That if none of my sons die during my lifetime, then I will be able to accomplish, and then I will not myself descend into Gehenna. But now that Yosef is gone, Yaakov Avinu says, I can't be consoled. Eirid el b'ni evil sh'oila. I might as well just go down to my son and be buried together with him. Ul'aha kolza. Now he had this Mesorah. So La'acha kolza kishabo elav bonav v'omru zayis matzono haken ha'ktainis bincha. So when Yosef's brothers, when the other Shvatim, the sons, came to Yaakov Avinu and said, and asked him, do you recognize, is this the ksonis, is this the robe of your son, of Yosef? Bevadai lahoyelo be'enav shum tikva chalila. Bevadai, at that point, Yaakov Avinu saw no point in going on with his life. In his eyes, there was no hope. Gama pidastar uchumuvur. Remember, he heard from Hashem himself. Yaakov Avinu heard from Hashem that if any of your children die during your lifetime, it's finished. Ulizenemar vayimoyin lehisnachem. And that's why Yaakov Avinu could not be consoled. What kind of a tanchumen? How could he be consoled? What would the nechama be? According to his understanding, and even according to the word of Hashem that he received, efes tikva, there is no hope. Chas v'shalom. So that's the matziv that he was in. And therefore, even as the Chaim HaKadosh brings down, even though all of the children and grandchildren, everybody came there and marched in front of Yaakov Avinu to show him that you have a big family, you have a whole malchus over here, but vayimoyin lehisnach, he couldn't be consoled. That's the matzav of Yaakov Avinu. Rakim kolze his chazik libay, and despite all of that, that there wasn't a pisech al piteva, even the mesorah that he received, there was no hope. Rakim kolze his chazik libo bekivui v'yichul l'Hashem, He strengthened his heart with hope and trust in Hashem. Be'emuna shleima v'chazaka, with perfect and strong emuna. Hagam shehu rochek min hadas, even though it was rochek min hadas, even though it was irrational, didn't make sense. U'la'achrei zeh nizgalaloi, and after that, nizgalaloi, shebe'emes nizkaimelo hayud beis shvatim l'kiyam oylam. After that, it was revealed to him. Shabemis niskaimelo hayud beishvatim, that the 12 shvatim are all alive. And the 12 shvatim are going to be the beginning of Am Yisrael that's going to be forever. And not only that, he was zoiche v'ra oisam be'enav. And he was zoiche to see all of the shvatim together. Many years later, he was able to see all of the Shvatim together. V'roisam be'enav kol yimei chayiv. U'mizahoya habirur shiyiyah hakadusha l'kiyim oylam b'li hafzik. And that was the birur, that's when it became clear to him. Now remember those years when he thought that Yosef HaTzadik was gone, Yaakovinu was not able to experience Ruach HaKodesh, was not able to experience Hashras Hashchin. And only afterwards, when he saw all of the Shvatim, it became clear to him that which he continued to hope in, despite the fact that it didn't make sense. When the Torah says, Vayimoyin l'esnachem, he refused. Vayimoyin means to refuse. It has the letters of Vayamein, of Emunah. Vayimoein. That word is used remarkably a little bit later by Yosef HaTzadik, when the wife of Potiphar was trying to seduce him. Vayimoein. Vayimoein. He refused. He saw in the window the image of his father. And he understood that his father hadn't given up on him, even though it didn't make sense. And because of that, Yosef HaTzadik had a koach of Vayimoein, even though it didn't make sense. From where did he take such a koach? And Yaakovinu saw that there would be a kiyum olam bli hefsik that would never end. Ki yuhaya b'chinas emes. Yaakov, of course, is emes. Titan emes the Yaakov. And that he saw the 12 Shvatim, he understood that the Emes is Emes by definition, which is Kayim La'ad. Udvarcha Malkeinu Emes, the Kayim La'ad. Emes is forever. The truth is forever. Aleph, Mem, Sof. The beginning, the middle, and the end. Umashi'ira Hester Beini Ubeini. And that Hester, that concealment, that confusion that took place during that part of his life when he wasn't able to have a Shos HaShechina, but Yosef was missing, in the end, it was made known to him that Haya L'Sibush Aydezeh Yitaysev Chayev, that he was able to live longer, to be able to see the Shvatim together, and to come to that time at the end of his life of Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviha, when they brought back the news that Oid Yosef Chai, that in truth Yosef HaTzadik is still alive. Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviha. Vatechi Ruach, that the Ruach of Yaakov Avinu was revived. Vihine Yesh Loimer. And because of that, Rabbi Leibler says, Shlotam ze mizdamin tomid yimei Chanukah b'meshech staris elu. And that's why Chanukah comes out during these parashiyos. Ki inyan Chanukah. What's the inyan of Chanukah? Ki inyan Chanukah gam kein sherish inyan hanal. What we just learned about Yaakov Avinu is what Chanukah is all about. Because when Hanukkah took place, the Jewish people were betachlis hashiflus, in the lowest, lowest place. V'yardu b'seisa hamadrega, and we had descended b'seisa hamadrega to the lowest, lowest place. Those who are familiar with the history of that time and what happened, what was going on, was be mamish betachlis hashiflus. V'yashlita gedola me'ahester, there was such a power that concealment had, that Hester upon him had at that time. Hashem Yisbarach was so hidden from Bnei Yisrael, from Am Yisrael at that time. Achetumu kol hashmanim, to the point that the Yevanim were successful in defiling and contaminating all of the shmanim, all of the oil. The fact that the Yevanim were able to do that is only because the shemen of the Jewish people within, our way of thinking, our way of feeling, had become completely, completely defiled, contaminated. The hest upon him was so deep, was so great. That there was no longer a Jewish person at that time was no longer a kli, was no longer a fitting vessel to receive God's light. Ad kedei kach, was everything ruined and defiled, contaminated, tamei and posel, in terms of who we had become, our way of thinking, had become shemen es chachma, had become completely defiled. So it was efes tikva. There was no hope. Remember, this is already the second Beis HaMikdash. So nevuah, prophecy, is already slipping away. It's gone. With the exception of some individuals, Torah, mitzvahs, limud haTorah, the decrees of our enemies were very, very successful because we were already weak. And after all of that, Hoya Hanes Bahashemin, a miracle happened Bahashemin with the oil. Vinisvada Shabi Emes Lai Nifsa Koach Haor Miitanu L'Olam Va'ed. And it became clear that we thought that the candle of the Jewish people was extinguished. We thought that there was no oil left. There was nothing left in us. And because of that, there was no possibility of lighting the menorah. But that's only a simon of what was going on inside. And Chanukah came and told us, Shelo yichbe neiroi le'olam ve'ed, that the fire of the Jewish people, the fire of Hashem inside of the Jewish people, can never be extinguished. Can't be extinguished. Even though al pi seichel, efes tikva, there was no hope. There was no way to light a fire when there's no kelim. All the shemen was tamei. All the Jewish people were lost. And it seemed that al pi tevin, al pi seichel, that the whole inyan of Kedushas Yisrael was done. It didn't work out. It was finished. And then they found one pach, one jar of oil that was untouched. Munach b'chayismai shel kohen gadol, sealed and pure. And from that, it became clear to us. V'nisvada sheb'emes le'nifsa koach ha'or me'itano. That there always was that shemen that was pure, even when we thought it wasn't there. Just like Yosef HaTzadik was always alive, even when it seemed that he wasn't. And through the Tzadik, and through Yosef HaTzadik, there'll be a continuation. Am Yisrael will be able to continue, even though it seemed that he was lost, that the Tzadik was gone. and that the inyan of Avraham Avinu, of Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu was done. Yaakov is emes. V'nisvada shebe emes loy nifsach koach ha'or miyitan lo elam v'ed. Rabbi Leibler brings earlier that the din of kovsei in Zokukla, that once you light the menorah, even though it goes out, you already have mekayim the mitzvah. Kovsei in Zokukla. He says, Leich b'neir lo elam v'ed, because if it goes out, it just looks that way it does. He says, b'emes, once the candle was lit, it can't be extinguished. That's what he says. It looks that way before our eyes, like there's nothing shining. And sometimes Hashem looks at us and he sees before his eyes that there's nothing shining. But lo yich ben neir lo olam ved. It looked like Yosef HaTzadik was gone. It looked like the tzadik was finished, just like it looks like with us sometimes. Like the tzadik is gone, the tzadik is finished. So Chanukah is the biur of lo yich ben neir lo olam ved, that the candle can't be extinguished. And therefore Chazal said that Chanukah is Seif Kol HaNisim. Seif Kol HaNisim, what does that mean? Seif Kol HaNisim, it's the end of Nisim. We say, Al Nisach HaShabachol Yom. But the end of such a Nis to take place for the nation, Shlo Yeh Oid Shum Hischachus Yoseh. The label says, Shlo Yeh Oid Shum Hischachus Yoseh. There will not be any revealed, open miracle for Am Yisrael, for the Jewish people, something new. It's not necessary. Ki yesh dai b'neis hazeh, because there's enough that Hashem gave us with that neis of Chanukah. L'schazik ad b'yes hagol b'mher b'yameinu. For each and every Jew, no matter what he or she is going through, to be mischazik. There's enough in Chanukah to be mischazik. It's the last yontif that we have. There's enough in Chanukah to be mischazik ad bias hagol m'heb yameinu. Ki mizeh davka hoya habirur, because through Chanukah it was clarified. It was made known. Shlo'olam lo yufsa kakadusha mi'itanu. That lo'olam, the kedusha, will never ever be extinguished. It will look, it could look very, very weak, very dim. And maybe with what we see with our eyes, like there's no hope. So everybody's pulling out their hair when they came out with that report last year, with all the statistics about how things look like there's no hope. Just like people pulling their hair back in the 50s when everybody predicted the end of Orthodox Jewry, which means the end of Yiddishkeit. The Biru of Chanukah Shloilam LeYivsak HaKadusha Meitanel, what Yaakov saw when he was able to live to see the Shvot and Vatichi Ruach Yaakov, and the Ruach of Yaakov is revived. Emes. Titan Emes the Yaakov. When you do me midrashim, shekol ma'isi ha'ovis simil abonim. We know that everything that happened to the Ovis, and everything the Ovis did, is a simon of what you and I are going to go through, what everybody goes through. Ki mipnei shehem isnagu b'chol inyonim be'emes. Because the Ovis conducted themselves in everything. Be'emes. In a way of Emes. Therefore, everything the Ovis did is la'ad, is forever. Because emes is kaim la'ad. Emes is forever. That's the meaning of emes. Emes is not sometimes, it's emes is from the beginning to the end. And that is the inyan with Yosef HaTzadik. Shohaya yadulahem shorasho shuhu b'chines yisayim. The Shvatim, Yaakov Avinu, they all knew that the inyan of Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik, is Yisod. Yisod means the foundation of the Jewish people, Kedushas Yisrael, that which binds heaven and earth, Kedushas Yisrael. Without Kedusha, there's no Am Yisrael. And they knew that Yosef HaTzadik is Yisod. V'kasha neved mehem, and when Yosef HaTzadik disappeared, when he was gone, the Yaakov Avinu Olav Shalom Choshev Shetarav Tarav, and Yaakov thought that he was torn to pieces by an animal. The Gemas Shvatim, and even the Shvatim Avshi Yodu Mimenu, Even the Shvatim knew that that didn't really happen, that he wasn't taken by an animal. But after the Maisa, they also gave up hope. And later on, they said, "Avol Hashem Anachnu, it's our fault." But they gave up hope. Sheyishar bebchinaso. They gave up hope that he would ever be able to remain Yosef HaTzadik. And even if he was alive, it's not possible that he would remain Tzadik Yesod Olam, being taken away by the Temeim, being taken away by the Yishmaelim, the Midyanim, that it wasn't possible to go down to Mitzrayim and to remain Yosef HaTzadik. Ki yodu shenimkar leMitzrayim. But they knew that he was sold to Mitzrayim. Shesham ein shum oifen leYishar b'kedusha. And Mitzrayim, it's not possible to remain b'kedusha. It's not possible. Ein shum oifen leYishar b'kedusha. B'chalila ovad sivram. And the brothers now understood that all hope was lost. Ovad sivram. U'l'achreza, and after all of that, nisvad lahem, it became known to them. Shebemes nisha kaim abchinis yisoid b'kedushoso. That Yosef HaTzadik remained. Ani Yosef. That Yosef HaTzadik remained. Tzadik Yisoid Olam. He became Tzadik Yisoid Olam in the fullest sense. Davka over there in Mitzrayim. Umimai says, Enasa haroishim l'doire doiris. And from this whole story that we're reading now, in these parashiyas, Chanukah time, Nasa haroishim l'doire doiris. The imprint was made for all future generations. B'chol nafsho is Yisrael, and for every single Jew who would ever live. Liyos kedusha zu nishrash b'Yisrael, that this kedusha of Yosef, kedushas habris, that this kedusha of Yosef is nishrash b'Yisrael, is rooted deep, deep in the Jewish people and every Jew. The kiyum olam, and that in the end, every single Jew will be able to be menatzeach this inyan of tzaddik, the inyan of yisoid, the inyan of the bris. Gam kishenir lefamim chalila shenevan. Even though sometimes you see that it's lost. A person chalila does something, he does averus, not inyan of Yosef at tzaddik, and he gives in to the wife of Potiphar. And it seems that the candle of Yosef has been extinguished. Taref, taref Yosef. It seems that Yosef has been devoured by wild animals. The wild animals are within himself. The Yetzahar. And ain't tikva lahachzir chasosho. And it looks like there's no hope that I'll ever be that tzaddik, that I'll ever be able to be such a person. Im kol ze lo yisrashel mehakivui v'hayichul. With all of that, from these parashiyos, a Jew has the ability to go on believing and to go on hoping. And after the worst aveira in this inyan, to go on putting on tefillin, to keep mitzvahs, to keep Shabbos, to learn Torah, to daven, to be a yid, and to keep on hoping and trying. Shebemes yuchel lahachzer hakol lahakedusha. That bemes, he'll be able to somehow, even though doesn't make sense, he doesn't know how, to somehow be able to bring everything back to Kedusha. And that in some deep, mysterious way, the candle of who he is, of being a Jew, of Yisoid, hasn't been extinguished by the aver that he did. K'may Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk, Im yeni dachachor b'ktzei ha-shamayim. Even if you're so lost, so driven away, you're so far. You're b'ktzei ha-shamayim, the end of the heavens. B'ktzei ha-shamayim. Hashem's book promises that misham yikabescha. Even from that place, that's the furthest place away from Kedusha. Misham yikabescha. From there, Hashem will gather you in. Hashem will bring you back to the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik. Was that when you named Chanukah b'chlal Yisrael? And this is the inyan of the miracle of Chanukah in Klal Yisrael. Sha'amitzvah hu ba'or. the whole Chanukah, the mitzvah is just with a candle, with a light. V'yadua shemramiz al kedusha zu. And we know that the light of the candle is a hint to this kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik, of the Bris. K'mei shenemar, as it says in Pasuk, v'yar elukim es ha'or ki toiv. And Hashem Baruch saw the light, ki toiv, that it's good. The toiv is bechinas yesoid tzadik. Tov is a code word for the bechina of yesoid tzadik, of kedushas habris. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, toiv, a teriki toiv, toiv. K'nemar imru tzadik ki toiv. As it says in Pasuk, imru tzadik ki toiv. So the madrega of tzadik, of yesoid, is tov. V'gam soife teivais, es ha'or ki toiv, the last letters, es ha'or ki toiv, oisius bris. The last letters, because mishom yikabetzcha Hashem lakach, even at the end. Even at the end. So the last letters spell the word bris. Vayidei ha'hadlaka. It's chaval not to see it inside. Are there enough pages?
The extra's over here.
Yeah, if anybody needs, it's chaval. Everybody has? Oh, okay. Shkoich. Vayidei ha'hadlaka. So if you have it, then use it. Vayidei ha'hadlaka. And by lighting the Chanukah candles, by lighting the candles means inyan yichul v'kivui. It means I want to be zayich lizkos l'or hazeh. When you and I stand there, we make the bracha, we light the candle. It means I want to be zayich for the or of tzaddik. I want to be able to regain my lost kedusha. I want to be able to find Yosef HaTzadik. It's been hiding from me. It's been missing in my life. So inyan yichu v'kivui liskos l'or hazeh niskabetz v'nechzer hakol l'kedusha. Everything is gathered back and is returned to kedusha, to holiness. Gam asher never chelila mara'ayin. Even that which to our eyes has been lost. So the Svarim say that when we light the Shabbos, you take out a box of matches that you got in the grocery store, and you're using some candles and some oil. But when we light the Hanukkah candles, the oil is not from the grocery, the oil is not from the matches, it's not even from the oil, the oil is from the light of the Oragonos of creation, from the light of the Tzaddik, from the light of the menorah that the Chashmonaim that was lit at that time, that a Jew believes when he stands there that his Shamas was able to receive that light. Was able to receive that light, which is the light of Imru Tzaddik Ki Toiv, as the Or Ki Toiv. And this is hinted at, which Chazal say. Ne'er Chanukah, mitzvah la'niach al Pesach beisoy mibachutz. The Chanukah candle, it's a mitzvah to put it outside of the house, outside of the entrance. Al Pesach beisoy mibachutz. Mi'ikar din. That's how it's lit. Mi Pesach beisoy mibachutz. Shu k'mo shenev d'loy aveda. Why do we light the menorah outside of the house? Shuk, of course, it's Pesu Menisa. But on a deeper level, Reb Leibel says, Shuk Kamoisha Nev Deloy Aveda. It's like a person who has lost something. V'yadeya Betach She'ena Nimtzis Bebeisai. And he knows for sure that it's not in his house. He knows for sure that it left his house. V'oymi the mayor al Pesach Beisai. He goes out of the house and he stands with a candle. U'mekave lahavi elav, looking with the light, trying to find lahavi elav mibachutz mashenevad mimenu, to be able to bring back into his life that which left his life, to bring it back, to find it and to bring it back. It's the meaning of lighting the candle in the window, right? Chaloin is the easiest lahadlik nechanika, by the Pesach, by the opening, to look outside, to try to bring back that which is lost. The Zem Rum is Gamkin Bahaftar de Chanukah, and that is hinted at in the Haftar of Shabbos Chanukah. Rani Vesimchi Bas Tzion, to be happy, to rejoice, Bas Tzion. Shalayim, Am Yisrael. Kehinani bo v'shachanti b'soichech. Kehinani bo, Hashem says, I am coming. V'shachanti b'soichech. And I will dwell within you. Ki yadua she'ikyu inyin hashros hashchina. As we know, the ikyu inyin of hashros hashchina, of the indwelling of the shchina, hu b'hanefesh, is in the soul of a person. V'machsheves halev, in the thoughts of the heart, v'hamoyach, and the mind, k'shenis kadish b'poil, when the mind of a Jew is miskadish, when the heart of a Jew is miskadish, which comes primarily through this kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik, of imut tzadik hi toiv, then that person becomes a kli into which the shechina can be poured. As it says in Pasuk, V'osi li mikdash v'shechanti b'soicham. You shall build a mikdash v'shechanti b'soicham. As you know, the Al Shech HaKadosh, the Chazal, say v'shechanti doesn't say b'soichoy, but b'soicham, in each and every one of you. V'shechanti b'soicham. V'im chalila niskalkil ha'asiyah mitzad ha'odam. And if chas v'chalila, Niskalkel ha'asiyah mitzad ha'odam. If chas v'chalila, a person messes up his life. Niskalkel ha'asiyah mitzad ha'odam. That what he does with his life is miskalkel, is ruined. So, again, it seems to him that he has become a kli that is tameh, timukol hashmanim, and he looks at himself as being tameh. Mimela, he's not roi for v'shachanti b'soicham. He's not roi for hashros hashchina. He's not roi to be a candle, to light. Kishchalil neskalkal hasim mitzad ha'odim, because of what has gone wrong in his life, what he's done wrong in his life. But we learn from these parashiyas and from Chanukah, im kol zeh lo yipa lev ha'odim, that one's heart shouldn't despair, shouldn't fall. Shechalila avad sivra, to think that he's lost all hope. Azen amar, roni v'simchi bas tzion, ki hinini ba. Kivyochel Hashem promises, ki hinini ba. Ba'atzmi. Hashem says, I myself am coming, regardless of what's happened to you. Hinini ba, I am coming to you. Shechanti b'soichech, and I will dwell within you, ne'um Hashem. And as I just explained, that the Ikar Hashros HaKadusha is through Kedusha HaYisoid. It's the Kedusha of the Bris, of Yosef HaTzadik. As Ha'or Ki Toiv. Ulatam Ze Yesh Lemish in his Damin Yimei Chanukah Ben Sidreis Eilu, Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash. And that's why Chanukah comes out during these sedras of Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash. Shu'avedas Yosef u'mitziusai, that tell the story of the tzaddik being lost and being found. He's the ikyu inyan Kedushas Chanukah. Because that's the ikyu inyan of Kedushas Chanukah. That the tzaddik in ourselves is lost. But Hashem Yisbarach promises that as long as we have hope, Hinani Ba, he will come back to us. Yosef HaTzadik will come home. B'sefer HaKadosh, Avodas Yisrael, Magid, HaKadosh, Mikoshnitz. And the Avodas Yisrael from Koshnitz, a Magid. This Oira Gam Kenel Inyan Zeh. The Magid was also in this Oira from this Inyan. Shechaneku HaChone, Al Shnei Chadosh, Ma'aboyim, Tevis, U'Shvat. The Chanukah prepares us for the two coming months of Tevis and Shvat, which is the time of Shoivavim. Shemu Sugol Mutikon HaBris Ki Yaduah. Which is a time of Tikkun HaBris, those parashiyos of Shoivavim. So Chanukah prepares us for the avoda of Tikkun HaBris during Shoivavim. V'ine bevada she Yosef HaTzadik neschazek. There's no question that Yosef HaTzadik was neschazek v'shoma kedushas v'shaliyev goyim chalila l'bemayse v'lebihir. That Yosef HaTzadik guarded the bris, he guarded himself, that there shouldn't be any aveira. And there wasn't anything of Yosef HaTzadik Chalila that was lost into the world of Tumah. Rak ha'avdus v'hashibud shahoyelo ha'yirak v'shim l'doiris. Shagam ma'asha over al-kol nefesh Yisrael that ever Yosef HaTzadik went through. Is the Rishima has been engraved for all future generations. Shagam ha'sha'orva al-kol nefesh Yisrael lo'yil etzmisus chalila, that whatever a Jew is going through, whatever the Jewish people have gone through, will not chas v'chalila, will not go on forever. The suffering will not go on forever. The jail sentence will not continue forever. Rak miskabetz v'choizer l'kedusha. Be miskabetz and return to kedusha. V'zen nirmos gam ken be'berchus v'shchaydesh. And this is alluded to in the bracha of Rosh Chodesh that we say. It's the only yontif that we have, that we bench Rosh Chodesh on yontif. On Chanukah, we have, Chanukah goes over 2 months, Kislev and Tevis, and all the yontif that does that. Only Chanukah has 2 months, Kislev and Tevis. So we bench Rosh Chodesh. Misha also nisim la avoseinu, v'goal oisam, turn over the page, v'goal oisam i'avdus l'cheirus, Hashem redeemed us from slavery to freedom. Shakoyach hazeh niton ba'avoseinu. Mishagol as avoseinu. That we have this koach to be able to survive any avdus in the world. Any enslavement. Not just being enslaved by our enemies, but any enslavement to any tumah. To being hooked on the internet, on the iPad, the iPod, the iPhone, any enslavement. Shekoach hazenitun ba'avoseinu, ma shegol oisa mi'avdus l'cheirus kanal, aydei zehu yigal oisonu b'karv. Hu yigal oisonu b'karv. That the candle of the Jewish people has never been extinguished. And hu yigal oisonu b'karv, yikabes nidachenu mi'abakam fiasarach, which was the inyan of Tikkun HaBris. Yikabes Nidachenim v'abakant v'yisarach, which is the Ikka Kavanah, that Baruch in Shemun Esra. V'kabeis nidche Ami Yisrael. V'kabeis nidche Ami Yisrael means the Pagam HaBris that has caused the Kedusha within himself to be dispersed without becoming more graphic, Hashem Yirachim. V'al zeroi mez gamkein v'yihi shom b'beis ha'soya. And it says that Yosef was Yosef at Tzadik even over there in the Beis HaSorah. Vahi Shom, the Beis HaSorah. It's a strange pasuk. What do you mean he was there in the Beis HaSorah? Say, Vahi Beis HaSorah. He was in the Beis HaSorah. What's Vahi Shom, the Beis HaSorah? He was over there in the Beis HaSorah. Shemi Beis HaSorah, Yosef, Nasa Havaya, L'Shom Yikabescha. He was over there in the Beis HaSorah. Means that in all future generations, no matter how far away a Jew is, Shom Bebeis HaSohar, he's over there at the end, stuck in some prison of his Yetzahar. Shom Bebeis, over there. Mishom Yikabetzcha, Hashem Lokecho, Mishom Yikachecho. From over there, even from over there. Yikabetzcha Hashem, Yikabetzcha. So it says, Vayihi Shom Bebeis HaSohar. Yisim Medrash Baloyscha. Everybody knows the Medrash in Bala Yisrael, that Aaron HaKohen was very, very sad. That he wasn't part of bringing the Karbonis for the Chanukas HaMizbeach. That Shevet Levi. Omalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem told Aaron, what are you worried? Shalcha gedoyl mishalahem. Yours is even greater than theirs. HaKarbonis b'zman shebeis HaMikdash kayom. Because the Karbonis that the Nisiyim brought, Karbonis, the avod of Karbonis is only when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Aval HaNeiris Lo'ilam, but the candles are forever. Will Bilti move on Kiyadua? The Ramban, all the Mepharshim ask, what do you mean that the candles are forever? When there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no menorah either. So there's no Karbonis and there's no menorah. So what does Hashem tell Aaron HaKohen, Shalcha, that yours is Kayemis Lo'ilam, is forever. Aval HaNeiris Lo'ilam. What do you mean the Neiris Lo'ilam? It's a Churban, so there's no Neiris. Well, Pirush Ramban HaKadosh, the Ramban, as you all know, explains, Shiroi Mazal Neiris Chanukah, that took place through the Ayidei Kohanecha HaKadosh, the descendants of Aaron HaKohen, that Shelcha is La'olam. Aval HaNeiris La'olam. The Ramban says it's talking about Neiris Chanukah. V'yisa'id b'medrash choviv alai HaNeiris she'aron ma'adlik yoisi me'hama'oris she'kavati b'shamayim. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the candles that Aaron lights, More than the sun, the moon, all the planets, all the stars, shekavati b'shamay. V'yesh loyim ha'apit divrei Ramban HaKadosh. Shagam ha'medrash hazeh roim ezal Chanukah. The Medrash is hinting to Chanukah. Shu v'soyrus he'ha'orim mitoich ha'chashkus v'hester. The Hashem Baruch says that you should know that the candles that a Jew lights, the Chanukah candles that a Jew lights, are more beloved and more precious to me than the sun, the moon, all the stars, all the planets, all of those big lights. Because this iris that a Jew has, Misham, Bebeis HaSara, from over there in the prison of his Yetzirah, and he has a tshuka, a kivui, a belief, a bitochen, a kivui, and a hope to be able to light that candle, to be able to reignite that flame within himself. Mitoch HaChashkus VeHester, despite all of the darkness and concealment, that Hashem will illuminate my darkness. To Hashem, that's more precious than all of the hashpah of light in Shemayim, the sun, the moon, and all the stars. Meaning the kedusha that He gave us, more precious to Hashem is the kedusha that we rekindle within ourselves than the kedusha that we originally had when we were born. That's what Reb Leibel is explaining. Because once a person already comes into terrible darkness, and it doesn't make sense that he should be able to ever light that candle, and it seems to him that he's been extinguished by the tumah, that he continues to hope, and he continues to try, and he lights the candle, to Hashem that's greater than the sun, the moon, and the stars. That's greater than the original light that we were born with, the one that we light in the darkness. Toivim Ma'irish Shabar Lokenu, so we say on Shabbos morning. Toivim Ma'irish Shabar Lokenu, the luminaries, the planets, the sun, the moon, and all that Hashem created are very good. Shureishish Hashpoz Ha'or B'Shas Abriya. That's the beginning of light at the time of creation. Toivim Ma'irish, that Hashem creates all the planets, the sun, and everything. Ulam, however, goes on and says, Ulam, Koyach Ulgvur Nosan Behem, Liyais Maishlim Bekerif Tevim. That's the Iker. But the main love that Hashem has, the greatest love that Hashem has for the Ma'iris is not when it's a beautiful sunny day and everything is great. It's when the light is able to penetrate all the way into the darkest place. Hashem gave koach and gvur to that sun, to the moon, to the light of the Chanukah candle, Koch Gevur Nosam Emlias Moishlim Bekerif Tevel. Hakoch Gevur Lis Baka Heora Gam B'Mokam Achoishev Hester Shemitzad Hipuch, to be able to light a candle even Mokam Achoishev Hester, the darkest place, Shemitzad Hipuch, that's the opposite of light. Mezero Bekerif Tevel, V'Chashkus Oylam Azeh Bekerif, in the depths of Tevel of this world. The biggest koch and gvur is liyos moishlim, for a Jew to be a moishel, for a Jew to be able to light that candle of tzaddiki toiv, of Yosef at tzaddik, to find the tzaddik inside yourself, even though he's been covered by piles of filth and darkness. Koyach u'gvur nosen behem, Hashem gave a Jew the koyach liyos moishlim, to be a moishel, like Yosef was the shalit, Yosef was the moishel, was the ruler over Mitzrayim. B'kerev teiv, b'chashkus oylem hazeh, v'al kol zeh yesh loy memshol v'izgabrus lohoy v'cheshkoy, that a Jew is able to illuminate his darkness. Ki oz hu chaviv ma'oy. There's no greater chavivus. The Rambam uses such a lashon by Chanukah. Ki ne mitzvah chavivehi ad ma'oy. The Rambam says. Such a lashon. Chavivehi ad ma'oy. Mitzvah ne Chanukah chavivah mitzvah chavivehi ad ma'oy. The chavivus of Chanukah. The chavivus, that even Jews have no shaychus to Yiddishkeit, they want to light some kind of a menorah. They want to have a shaychus to Chanukah. Because the Indian of Chanukah is Mishom Yikabetzcha, Mishom Yikachecha, Mishom, Vihishom, 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 Bebeis HaSoar. Therefore, every Jew wants to have a shaychus to Chanukah. Choviv Mo'oi, the chavivus of Koyach HaGvur Nosen Behem, Liaz Moish, to continue to have a memshola, the kerev in the darkest place of tevel of the world. Hashem calls, summons the sun and the moon, and the light shines. He prepared tzura salavana, the tzura, the shape, the form of the moon. Because right at the beginning of creation, when Hashem created the sun and the moon, the moon was already doomed to be broken. That there should be a pagam, to be blemished, to lose its light. And the same way it seems to us when the moon disappears from the sky, that it's been extinguished and it's gone. And it will never ever shine again.
So
that the light will praise Hashem, will reveal Hashem's glory forever and ever. It can't be extinguished. It looks like it's out. The moon looks like it's not. Lo yich b'neir lo ilam v'ed. Ki ikir hisparus ba. Yifarucha pe'er, pride. Because the greatest pride, the greatest glory that Hashem has, is rakish akvar hoya hester v'chashkus. Is only, the greatest pride that Hashem has is only after the moon seems to have lost its light. Seems to have disappeared. Only the greatest pride that Hashem Yisbach has in every Jew is when that Jew comes back after it looks like his light has been extinguished. He returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im kol zanasa b'kiya sa'or. That somehow the aura is able to break through at the shine. From within the darkness, ukenel. That's the whole chizuk of Chanukah. Rav Leibel in this Torah said over the whole chizuk of Chanukah. All the Torahs that you're going to learn from all the Svarim HaKadoshim Yitzhashem over the next couple of weeks, it's all, this is the Torah from Rav Leibel. It's all the perish, the siyasai that we're just learning, of the tzaddik being lost and finding the tzaddik. Hashem Yisbach should help us. That the candle of Chanukah should be able to be strong enough to light up even the streets of Golis in Tavshin Ayin Hay. It's already a long time. We should be able to find our way back to Yerushalayim. Good Lashon of Amit is amazing.
Misham?
Yeah, we put the idea of Kafsa in Zakhar.
Oh, yeah. I have to leave it there.